Morning's opening scripture is Psalm 148, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of night. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all peoples. Princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens. Old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, You've been so gracious to us, and we thank You. We thank You, Lord, that You allowed us to worship this morning. You allowed us to get up and drive to church, or however we got here, Lord. We thank You for it. Lord, we thank You so much for allowing us, Lord, to have friends and to have family. And Lord, we thank You so much for Your blessed Son, Jesus. We thank You, Lord, for this coming year that is before us. And we ask, Lord, that we would look to You for everything. Bless our worship. Bless His congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, would you please stand? And pass the peace between each other. Amen. Amen.
Peace be with you.
Yes.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Much peace and love. Happiness to you. John, peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary, pure and holy.
All right. Everybody go ahead and have a seat. Wow. I can't believe it. You realize after today's service, this is the last time we're going to see each other until next year? But that's okay. That makes me think of a song. Alamo, Alamo, I love you, Alamo. 2024 is a day away. All right, we got some birthdays coming up. In fact, we got one today, Sonny Gossett's birthday today. I think she's turning 26. 26, okay, all right. Then we've got Robert Rigsby and Stephanie Rigsby, both on the second. Heather Rayborn on the third. And Raymundo Torres on the sixth. All right. We've been saying happy birthday. Okay, a cappella. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. All right, so as far as announcements go, don't forget tonight, like Tom just reminded me, tonight at 6:30, there's a New Year's Eve service in the sanctuary. And then, where did Frank go? All right, there's some kind of luncheon on the Sunday of the 21st. Where is it? Fellowship luncheon. Okay, January 21st, after the service, is a fellowship luncheon. Okay, any questions about the luncheon? Talk to Charlie. Any questions?
Charlotte.
Okay. And then any questions about tonight's service, you can talk to Ted.
Or Tom.
Or Tom. Okay. Very good.
Just to clarify that last announcement about the fellowship luncheon, January 21st, it'll be over in the fellowship hall. After church, it'll be potluck. You know, I think the is it soup? Soup, am I understanding that right? Your favorite soup or your favorite dish, just bring it. But the main thing is, it's the fellowship. Let's start the year off with a good fellowship. Amen? Amen. And the person that you need to see probably on that would be Charlotte Tondry. Or you can ask me, and I'll try to help you as much as I can. Or John Austin. Amen. All right. Okay. That's it.
We stand for our opening hymn. Good Christian friends, rejoice. Here we go. Ready? Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. News, news, Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's doors, and ye are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. News, news, Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
You may see it.
Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of another year, we measure time in the way of mankind. You measure time differently. We are truly blessed to be here, and we ask that you take the tithes and offerings that we give today, use them for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Scripture is from 2 Corinthians, verse 5 through 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
You may be seated. Good morning, church. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, that in Christ all things are made new. Thank you that in Christ old things have passed away, and I have been made a new creation in Him. Help me to truly understand that this amazing truth is not only something for the future, but something that took place the moment I believed in Christ as Savior. I pray that I may come to a deeper understanding of what is to be a part of a new and heavenly creation in Christ. In His name I pray. Amen.
Please take a moment in quiet to let the peace of Christ wash over you. Let us pray. Father, we come seeking, we come listening, we come thirsting for your word. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen Pastor Ted, to give him courage to deliver the message that your Spirit has given to him. Let him be your instrument at this time. Open our hearts and minds, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, so that we may absorb the word that you give to each of us today. For there is a message for each in what we will hear today. Let us take that message to heart, like those in ancient times, and take your message to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good morning. This morning, we're going to talk about a scripture that's in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. And it's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And the scripture says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. You know, this is one of the most beautiful truths about what happens when somebody lets Jesus into their heart and how he changes us. And the Bible describes it as being a brand new creation. We become a new person in Jesus, and everything becomes brand new. And today we're going to talk about the difference of our old life apart from Jesus and our new life as Christians. How many people in this world can you think of who would love to have a brand new life? Can you think of people who might like to do that? Maybe do you think when you see homeless people that maybe they might like to have a brand new life in Jesus? Well, there's something about being human, and it's called our sin nature. And what happens is, it causes us to kind of mess up our lives. You know, God has a path for us, and he has what he would like us to do and his will for our lives. But sometimes, even in my life, instead of going like God's will up that road, I go out here, and then he grabs me and pulls me back over, and then I go here, and he might pull me back again. So let's say, for instance, if somebody said to you that you could have all the cake and candy that you would like to have, and ice cream, and you could have it right now, and you just ate and ate, what might happen? You might get sick, right? Hmm? Right. You have to kind of space it out, right? And so that's because we don't always choose what's best for us, right? And as we grow up, the decisions that we make get a little bit tougher. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, though, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new have come. Let me put it this way. I've got kind of an illustration to tell you, okay? Let me ask you guys if you recognize this. What is this? What is that? You ever seen one of those? What's it called?
Caterpillar.
Right, a caterpillar. Okay. Now, you know what a caterpillar does? After he's lived a while, he spins a cocoon. And so you might see a piece of wood or maybe a railing at your house or somewhere at the school, and underneath it, you might see one of these cocoons. But you have to leave it alone because that caterpillar is changing. And then after he's been in the cocoon a while, he starts to come out. And when he comes out, he's a new creation. You can't even recognize that caterpillar, can you? What's he turn into? A butterfly, that's right. And so he's a new creation, and that's how we are when we let Jesus change us. See, the old is gone, the new has come. And so when the butterfly is changed, and when we ask Jesus into his heart, into our heart, we're changed too. So Jesus can restore families. He can heal broken hearts. He can set us free. He can even heal our stomach ache from all that stuff we ate that we shouldn't have eaten. So just like the caterpillar is changed into a beautiful new creation, we're changed into a beautiful new creation too, right? Okay, so let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for changing our lives so that we can be just like Jesus. Help us to be kind and to love others and to forgive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I have a butterfly for each of you, and what I would like is for you to paint the butterfly and hang it in your window at home, and then you can be reminded of how we change just like the caterpillar changes. You want to pass it? You've already got one, right? Okay, so give one to Suave. Did you get one for him? Okay. And I'll give you little hooks after church, okay? Okay, you guys have a great day and a happy new year.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, children. Let's give them a hand. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Well, good morning again.
Good morning again.
So good to see you here this morning. I got to confess, though, we were singing. I know you're spoiled. You've always had a piano player. But I grew up in a little church in Abilene, Texas. We didn't have a piano player. And we sang a cappella all the time. Amen? You guys sound pretty good, so don't get too spoiled. There's an old saying says you never miss when it's gone, that's when you miss it, right? Amen. So you sounded good, a cappella, and we can't wait for Gayla when she comes back to play for us. All right. As we prepare to move into the new year, I used to do this. I used to make New Year resolutions. And my resolutions usually turned out to be big old lies. Because by January 15th, I'd probably broken everything that I'd said. So I started doing this. Instead of telling the Lord what I want, tell the Lord, Lord, it's what you want. Draw me closer and closer to you. That's what I want. I want him to draw me closer. You know, and all those other things will fall in place. So I would encourage you, if you're going to make some New Year's resolutions, as a believer, those are promises to Christ. And guess what, folks? You make those resolutions, the Lord is going to hold you to those. Amen? Amen. Our title this morning is called Looking Ahead. Looking Ahead. As believers, we are to always be looking ahead for our future. You see, as a Christ follower, our life is oriented toward the future and not the past. God is always standing in the future, calling us forward in hope, never backwards in regret. Dear ones, it does no good for you to look back on 2023 at your failures. Don't look back on them because you can't do a thing about them. Amen? What's done is done. It's gone, it's gone. Now you have the opportunity to go forward in the Lord. And the good thing about this, as our scripture says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creation now. New, old things are gone. God does not hold your past against you. Amen? Your past does not define you. What you did in the past, now I'm not excusing what you did. I'm telling you that there's no use dwelling on it. And that our future is to move forward. Boy, I sure hope that ain't my phone. So, look ahead, folks. Look ahead. Look ahead to what the Lord has for you. There is an interview with a professional golfer. His name is Tom Lehman. And Tom happened to be a Christian. So, and somewhere in that interview, somebody asked him some personal questions about his religion and what he thought, where he was going. And Tom said this, three things. He said, everything needs three things to live well. You need something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. Amen? And you know what, folks, if you look at it, old Tom was right. We all need something to look forward to. We all need something to get us out of the bed every morning. And I wonder this morning, what gets you out of bed? What gets you up and going? Everybody needs somebody to love. And we surely need something to look forward to. So I want you to be to understand that the Lord has a bright, bright future for you. Now, when I say bright future, on the way to that future, what he has, there may be disappointments and there may be bad times, but I can surely tell you this, the Lord is truly with you. You see, a Christ follower, that's you and me, we don't have any regrets from the past. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. You see, our past mistakes are buried in the sea of God's forgetfulness. And this wonderful verse in Psalms 103:12 says this, our sins is removed from us as far as the east is from the west. I don't know about you, but that this coming year, this day, that just gives me awesome hope, knowing that I don't have to worry about the things that I did, because God has taken me forward, and he has already forgiven me and made me a new creature, so I don't have to fall back on that mess. I used to always, in my early Christian journey, I had a habit of always looking back. Oh, man, if I knew what I knew now, oh, my goodness. You know what, folks? You can't look back, and it wouldn't do any good anyway. Amen? And that's why the emotion of regret is such a useless emotion. It's good for nothing. You know, everything that has happened to you or happened to us or me in our life has prepared us for what comes next. And you know what, folks? God will use all of it There's a wonderful story in the Bible that we're covering in Oasis Bible Study. It's a story about Joseph and his brothers. And in this story, his brothers were pretty mean to Joseph. They did some awful things to him. Threw him in a pit, sold him into slavery. And then when he got to Egypt, he was accused of coming on to Pharaoh's Potiphar's wife. So they threw him in prison there. And there he languished until he started to tell these folks' dreams. And then he got in front of Pharaoh. And he told Pharaoh's dreams. And Pharaoh made him the second in command to him. Actually, this was all God's doing. And do you know where the Lord was going with this? There was a great famine coming in the land of Canaan. And all of Joseph's people, Jacob, all of his relatives, they were there in Canaan, and they were subject to starve to death. But Joseph was made the prime minister of Egypt, and he had stored up a lot of food. Anyway, to make this story short, his brothers came to get food from him. At first, they didn't recognize him. But then Joseph made himself known, and they were afraid. Oh, my goodness, he's going to kill us. But you know what Joseph told him? He says, what you did for evil, what you did to hurt me, God fixed it to where it would be good. He brought good things. God is going to save our people from starvation, and he's going to help us. So there's a wonderful verse. It's in Romans 8:28. And this verse is often misquoted or misunderstood, and it goes like this: and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And it will be good to know, dear one, that all things includes everything, even our failures, even when we made stupid mistakes. You know, God will use that to help us in the past. He doesn't hold it against you. He's not like we do. He forgives and he forgets. You see, we can learn from our failures. We can learn more from our failures than from our successes. So, go forward. Look ahead this year. You see, a lot of us feel like broken pieces thrown on the scrap heap of life. Life has beat us down so bad till we don't know what to do. Sometimes it could be because someone hurt us. And maybe because we made very poor choices. Either way, Jesus says nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. And as he told his disciples to gather up the broken pieces of that meal that he so served to the 5,000, he says, gather up the broken pieces. He will gather up the broken pieces of your life, and he will put them back together. A Christ follower is also shaped by the future and not the past. Paul says this in Philippians 3:13-14. He says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, he pressed on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Dear one, we have got to press our way through. It's not going to be easy for us. It's not going to be handed out on a platter. The journey is going to be hard. But looking ahead, we know that Christ is right there with us. I want to encourage you going forward to look ahead to Christ. Don't look at your past. That won't be able to do anything for you. Our future is shaped. Our following Christ is our future is shaped by him, not our past. Not our past. You see, if you're a follower of Jesus, you have experienced a new creation through faith in Christ. So what we are right now is determined by our future and not our past. In 1 John 3:2-3, it says, dear friends, we are now the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been known. Oh, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has his hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. In Romans 8, 24 and 25, for by this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Hope for the future is what transforms us right now in the present. There is a man by the name of Eugene Lang. Eugene grew up in the slums of Harlem, but became a very successful businessman. In 1981, Eugene wanted to give something back. So he went back to his elementary school, public school 121, and he gave a speech to a graduating sixth grade class. And he was intending just to tell them just to work hard and you will succeed. But the principal told him these facts, that 3/4 of these children would never finish high school. So Eugene made an impromptu change to his speech. He said, and on the spot, he offered full college scholarships to any student who graduated from high school. You see, he was offering those kids hope for the future. Jesus offers us hope for the future. By his death and resurrection, he has given us hope to live the Christian life. So, what are the results of this? Of the 61 original students, 54 graduated high school, and 60% of those finished college. A new vision for their future changed their behavior for the present. That's awesome. But someone might say, I make plans, but they never work out. Well, that's all right. It's the plans themselves that have the power to shape who you are in the present. You know, everything's not going to work out. But I challenge you to make plans, to look ahead, and always, whatever you plan, make sure the Lord is in it. Make sure he's in it, and he will bring it to fruition. So, as I close this morning, Father, we of Jesus, believers, we live with confidence. We face the future in hope. We don't live with regret for the past, because we believe what the Apostle Paul, that God works in all things, to bring about his good purpose for our lives. You see, in God's world, everything belongs, even your failures. So, if I may borrow a line from an old rock and roll group, some of you may know them and some of you may not, Fleetwood Mac. And they said this, and I feel like this is a good statement. In that song, it says, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop thinking about what God has for you. Don't live in the past. Don't get so burdened down with self-pity that, oh, I can't do this anymore, Lord. Yes, you can. Look to the future. Your future is bright with Christ. And if I may repeat, as I close, Philippians 3:13-14. But one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining forward what's ahead. You see, you've got to press. You've got to keep going. You've got to forget what's behind you, and you've got to grab a hold to Jesus and press on. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, for the hope that you've given us. We thank you so much, Lord, that you've allowed us to look forward, but not look behind. You've allowed us, Lord, to know that everything's going to be all right, that we should not worry. Help us, Heavenly Father, to put our hope in you for the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus came into my heart. What a wonderful change in my life has been brought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods my joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure, since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
It's in His name we ask. And I ask now that everyone please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when He said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, as we go from here today, let us remember all of those who are less fortunate than ourselves, everyone who has any difficulty, especially our homebound persons. Keep them always in our prayers, because they need them so much. And now, be friendly and be safe, and let us join here again next Sunday to receive the passage that our pastor will bring for us. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds gather watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherd feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain.
Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Go in peace.